Frankie's late night breakfast.
I've been going out with Sam for a while now. We met last year. We went out dancing, came home late. I don't know why we hit it off, but I'll tell you when I knew we had. The first time we shared a bowl of baked eggs. Tangy tomato sauce with spinach and chilli. You wait till it's simmering, then bake in the eggs. Delicious. We tucked in at 3 a.m. and he said, "This is the best breakfast I've ever had."
Make your own late night breakfast with our sweet Italian vine-ripened tomatoes. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Welcome to passengers joining the Now TV summer service to Streaming Central. In the entertainment carriage, we'll be serving over 300 box sets and the latest and best shows. Highlights include Supernatural Romance, A Discovery of Witches. Passengers are also invited to enjoy over 1,000 movies, including a trip to the dark side with Star Wars The Last Jedi and laugh-along adventure Jumanji. Welcome to the jungle. There's summer streaming sorted with Now TV.
18 plus month passes auto-renew, terms apply.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna, God, I love that banana Anderson.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Hava Nagila Weber. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fun motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from my life. Ben Mandelker from the internet, from the world. And joining me, as usual, is someone who's from someplace more interesting, which is Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast. What is going on, Ronnie?
Well, hello, man.
How's it going? You have a good weekend, a good long holiday weekend?
Oh, my God. It was so fun. I even cleaned my house, kind of.
Yes.
I slept, and then I woke up, and then I slept, and then I would dustbuster, then I would go back to sleep. I mean, It was kind of a dream life.
That's really great. That's a great way to spend a weekend. I, myself, I ate a lot of food. My friends and I, we cooked a huge meal, some from these brand new cookbooks that I just got, which, delicious food. And then went to the LA Times Food Festival thing they had. So, oh, God, my printer is, like, acting up. Can you hear my printer?
Oh, for Christ's sake.
My printer's like, guess what I did? I printed stuff.
Yeah, no one asked you, printer.
I know, settle down. Sometimes my printer just likes to take like a big sigh. It just sort of like makes noise and then it just sort of settles down again.
Yeah, it's like I'm warming up just in case you forgot I was here.
Yeah, I know. It's such an intention
just
whore.
In case you need me.
Shut
it's
up,
like
Clifford.
A meme-a.
Yeah. I actually named my printer Clifford. Anyway, important stuff. We are like a week away from our big show in Denver, y'all. You guys got to come to our Denver show. I mean, if you have FOMO about all our stories from Atlanta and Palm Beach, guess what? It's already time for another show. Denver, next week, September 13th, you got to come. The shows are amazing. You never know what you're going to miss if you don't go.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a
blast. It enough. Yeah.
And then after Denver in October, we have two nights in New York City at the infamous Gramercy Theater. So come to that. And then the month after, we are going to be in Nashville in December. So get your tickets for Nashville,
and
New
Seattle
York City.
Seattle in November.
Yes, and Seattle in November. Jeez, I just skipped November.
Yeah.
Some grateful queen I am.
And we're starting to see some real surges in ticket sales at some of those places. So definitely get your tickets before they are gone, because we do have a tendency to sell out shows. For Denver, we're going to talk about Real Housewives of Dallas. And then in New York, the first night we're going to do Dallas. And the second night, I guess it's looking like a classic Real Housewives of New York City, huh?
Yes, so excited.
Yeah.
So get your tickets for those. We are so excited to come see you guys. I've never been to Denver, so I'm very excited.
Me neither. I'm really excited to be out of breath. So
now we I've never heard somebody so afraid of elevation. Like, no. You are really prepared for this elevation.
I'm not afraid of it at all. I'm excited for that experience of
you
being
think
like,
you're gonna be smothered by nature.
That was gonna be the name of my rap group. Smothered by Nature. Hip hop elevation heights. No, that was a terrible pun.
Well, hey, it's Monday. And
you down with OPP? Yeah, you know me, meaning other people's pressure systems. Everyone. Sorry.
Chlorophyll. So it's Monday, and we're in a weird situation with Bravo because we are in a turnover season for Bravo. So Bravo is changing over the shows. New York is ending this week, and Shaw's, I don't know, someone died last week, so that's still the same, but it wasn't on. And this week, Real Housewives of Orange County wasn't on, so we're having some ish with our schedule because we have to put Shaw's in rotation. We've covered every episode of Shaw's ever, and yeah. We have to keep that in rotation. Married to Medicine is back, which we also love Married to Medicine, and I think we haven't covered everyone because last year it was kind of a part-time job on Married to Medicine, right?
Yeah. But you know what? And Southern Charm Savannah just ended last night. So sorry, Southern Charm Savannah. We didn't cover you.
But we did
a trailer breakdown for it, which I think was fun.
Yeah, I have to say, I was rooting for you guys, okay? I loved I liked the first season a lot. And then I put this season on my headphones while I was cleaning. And you really know how much they were struggling just with the music cues. Because they'd be like, hey, Louie, you want a bagel? Dun, 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 dun. That was a good bagel, Haina. Dun, 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 dun. Haina. Well, we're going to have a party. What a nice party. Bop, 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 bop. I was like, okay. You guys are putting poor Trixie Monocle and her light orchestra through a lot.
Yeah, she had to like give some of that work to her understudy. She's like, all right, you know what? I'm going on holiday with Paul. You take care of this Celeste, you know? So anyway, yeah, that's wrapped up.
And good riddance.
Good riddance. But I think going forward, we're going to be doing Married to Medicine on Mondays, Orange County on Tuesdays, Below Deck on Wednesdays, Dallas on Thursdays, and Shaw's on Fridays.
Yes, until we figure out what is coming in, then something might be pushed off. But for now, that is the deal. There was no more Real Housewives of Orange County this week, we have Married to Medicine, the opening episode of this season.
Yeah, and it opens on this like very ominous like vibe. Like, I forget what we're seeing. Maybe like Atlanta. I think we're seeing maybe images of Atlanta or trees or something. And we just hear like an echoey Toya voice, and she's like, "Club is not called any love." It was like the spectral, ghostly presence of Toya. What she should have done was left of us.
It was all the ladies talking about how Quad's not calling them, and it was all this echo, and then we have the classic flashback scene where... Or flash forward scene. Where, you know, it's not like some of the... Usually these episodes, it's like some fancy ballroom and we see somebody dead in the pool. And then we flash back.
It's very
Sunset Boulevard. But this is just someone's like outdoor table in their backyard, you know?
Yeah, because that's what this show is. This show is like a little less glamorous than the other shows on Bravo. It's much more like, I'm going to sit on my furniture that I got from like... patio.com, you know, and like, here's a futon I'm gonna put my feet up on, and they're like, and we hear Simone being like, she put us to the side.
Yeah, it's like Big Lots of drama. And then Simone is telling her, so Quad, and Quad's like, on what? And she's like, on.
and then we see them all sitting with her, and they're already just like yelling at Quad. And someone's like,
We're hurting. We are hurting. You have. She has abandoned the friendship.
And Tori's like, I've been knowing you for 5 years now, so I thought a phone call.
And then Toya goes, Quad goes, Toya, I've got a very busy schedule. And so it's all this that they're mad at Quad because Quad hasn't been calling. Now, we have to remember that they started shooting this, I think, like 5 minutes after the reunion was taped.
They had to have, because the reunion was done in March. That was like, I think the reunion, when we went to D.C., remember that week in D.C. when everything was premiering and ending at the same time? We weren't even able to cover the Summer House finale or reunion. It was like we just didn't have room, and this show was having its finale that Sunday and Potomac was airing, so that was only a few months ago. They had to be ready for September. They had to start filming in like April.
Yeah, so they're still fighting about the same stuff.
Yeah,
which I hate. I wish they had a couple of months to like kind of regroup, because it's now that we're gonna hear about the same shit from the reunion. Now,
well,
that's
also super weird that they are like reacting to stuff that's like on TV. They're seeing themselves on TV in the reunion. They're reacting to it in the next season, you know, like currently.
Right.
Like, it's weird.
And all that said, God, it's good to have them back. I was cracking up this whole shit. So, Quad, then at Flat, we get a flash of Heavenly and Quad fighting.
Yeah.
And Quad's like, this is not a sisterhood. And Heavenly's like, you blocked us all. You haven't even seen my last three daughter videos. I don't know if anybody follows Heavenly on Instagram, but you must. Heavenly, it's just like Heavenly's like, does your mouth hurt? Come on,
daddy.
I had to actually stop. I had to mute her because there were too many like extreme close-ups of janky mouths. And I was like, I know you're a dentist, but this is not what I want to be looking at on my Instagram feed. This does not work with my eyeball brand. So I had to mute her. It was too much. She's like, daddy, here's a molar. And I was like, no.
Yeah, it's really gross. So Heavenly is fighting, but, you know, Heavenly pulls out the yelling, as she always does.
Yeah.
And she's yelling at her, like, you blocked us. And she goes, fuck Quad, she talking that sisterly bullshit like she can't be sisters with
and Quad is doing her full-on sob. She's like, what is happening with us? I am not here to be dumped on, and I will not have it.
And then that's pretty much it. And then Contessa's like, bye-bye, and Quad just walks like, away. And I'm like, whoa, Contessa came with a new wig and a new attitude.
I know. Contessa's like, I'm here, too. I made it to another season. This show does love giving, like, people with very mild personalities a second shot. Like, Lisa, what's her face? Whatever that awful woman was. What was her name?
Oh,
like,
God.
Blanking.
Lisa. Lisa. Please don't talk about my husband like that, Quad.
She was the worst. She is the one who I think actually dragged down this show for several seasons. I think she was such a horrific casting choice.
Well, she's also the one who invented Almost Cancer, remember?
Mm.
Like the saying Almost Cancer on this show.
I was so hoping that we would see her husband at Swinging Richards. I wanted to be like, aha! So desperate for that.
Wasn't it Darren? Wasn't that his name?
Darren. Yeah, and Lisa, what's her name? Lisa Marie, or no?
Lisa, God, we are terrible.
She was so forgettable. Like, the moment she was gone, I forgot her entire name.
Yeah,
she had that
she was like trying
line.
To put a she was trying to put a cease and desist order on Quad.
She's just the worst. I'm glad Quad threw like a glass at her face. She deserved
it. That
anyway,
was pretty good.
1 month earlier.
La 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 la.
I like that was the sound of the marriage medicine time machine. Whoa, 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 whoa.
So this episode starts like last season started, which is with everybody looking on the internet about somebody's husband cheating. It's like echoes. Speaking of echoes, it's like exactly the opening from last year.
Yeah.
So Heavenly's like, hey, daddy.
Daddy,
look at this internet. Quad Ramblance with Mistress spills all. She spilled, Daddy!
Daddy, what sort of low-level hoe spills anything? You know how to hold a glass.
He's like, none of this is true. Come on. And then it cuts to Toya's house, and she's like, watching Toya read is hilarious. It's not her strong suit. She's like,
He got up on me, and I said, where is your condome?
Oh, she already wants a condominium? Like, what sort of hoe is this?
Yes.
And, of course, there's a leaf blower right outside my door. Welcome to Watch What Crap.
Welcome. Yes, they're all reading. I like that when we're seeing the headlines, the very first thing I see is, like, the headline was, like, Dr. Gregory's lady speaks out, and he has a pinky dick.
Then we cut to Contessa, and she's like, oh, my God, he said she gave him head, and she gave him head, too. And the husband goes, that is one thirsty chick. And then over at Cecil and Simone's, Simone goes, I did not know when a man did it to a woman, it was called head.
And she's wearing her glasses like her readers.
Yes. And Cecil's like, yes, it's all called head. And he's like afraid because he knows, like, if he says it the wrong way, she'll be like up on her feet being like, Cecil, I did not know head applied to a man on a woman. We all have head. It's like, whoa, Simone.
I knew I was going to be cracking up this whole episode. Oh, my God.
By the way, I also got really mad that, of course, all the men are like, everyone was like, oh, she's a lying hoe. I'm like, you're seriously all just, like, jumping to this woman's, like, have you not seen Gregory? Like, why would you ever think that she's lying? This is Gregory. Of course she's telling the truth.
And he just admitted in the reunion that he did it. It's like, these guys are such dicks.
Well, he took, like, partial. He was like, well, I found her to the motel room. I found her in the motel room, and she wanted to go down to me. I was like, no, I can't do it. I got to get the garbage. It's like, okay, whatever.
I got to take out the garbage. The one thing he would never do.
Did you mean to take a commercial break right now?
As a cattle farmer, calving season means long days. So when my head hits the pillow, I don't want nightmares about losing calves.
Vodafone helps farmers rest and work more efficiently with our market-leading Internet of Things network and Moo Call, a device that sends alerts when a calf is on its way. Search Vodafone Business Solutions to discover how we're so much more than mobile. Vodafone. The future is exciting. Ready? Subject to area availability, minimum terms apply. Details at vodafone.co.uk. Business solutions.
Nana's Magic Soup.
I'm looking after my grandson today. He's not feeling well and my daughter's at work. So I'm cooking something to make him feel better.
It's lots of stuff he doesn't normally like. Carrots, onions, peppers.
Until I put them all in the blender.
We turn them into a bowl of Nana's Magic Soup.
Thanks, Nana.
You're welcome, my love.
Make your own magic soup that's packed with flavour and two of your five a day. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Yeah.
And then so Contessa is on the side of the men. She's like, well, she said his penis is shorter than my pinky. And we know, as doctors, that people don't have pinky-sized dicks. So this is bullshit. Okay.
Wow, the burden of proof is just like impossible to ignore. I was going to say
Jackie and Curtis.
Oh God,
over at their house, and Jackie's still. She's never going to let this go.
She's so good,
which this I don't blame her.
Yeah,
but they're reading it, and she's like, "It's difficult. You feel alone on an island, Curtis." And he's like,
"She goes. I can only imagine." How she feels, like, staring at Curtis. I can only imagine very clearly how she feels. And he goes, ugh, it feels horrible. It feels horrible. And it's like, Curtis, that was not the time for you to be weighing in on this.
Yeah, he's like, but life isn't over. They can work on it. And that's the thing about life. Life just keeps going and things get better. And she goes, but it feels over, Curtis.
But here's the good news. You can always go and get yourself a old-fashioned car and maybe pierce your ear and just full-on lean into the midlife crisis.
So then we cut to Eugene listening to Toria read the story, and he goes, I don't believe anything from that article. And then we cut to Cecil, and he's like, well, Greg's story has holes, and he needs to work on that. There's some holes in that story.
Yeah, there are some holes.
So then Mariah and her wussy ass husband Aiden. Now, you know, I'm thrilled Mariah's back.
Yeah, I think she's a full on cast member because I noticed that she was in the when they cut to commercial and they showed the cast standing there in front of like Married to Medicine. She's back.
She made it back. You know, just
she made it back under her own show. Man, you know, you're a disaster if like you have been kicked off this show that you are executive producing. Like you kicked your own self off.
If at first you don't succeed, just be a worse and worse person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So she's talking to her wussy-ass husband, Aiden, and she's like, hey! She starts, like, finger-slamming his phone. She goes, don't be in an article.
Don't be an article, she said. Don't be an article.
Don't be an article.
He's like, I've never. So now it's like, this is my favorite. I loved this scene. It's like, 5 a.m. And it's like, Quad waking up, and like they show Quad at quote unquote 5 a.m. waking up in her bed. Her hair is like, she's got like, her wig is like perfect. She has a full face of makeup, and she's like, I am all alone, you know. And I'm like, and it was so schlocky. Like the light, it looked like a full on soap opera night scene, right? Like, or like a telenovela, right? Like, you could tell they set up the light outside the window. It's 8 p.m. You know?
Yes. And she's like, look at me, 5 in the morning. Walking through the bathroom alone.
I'm alone in the bathroom. And for some reason it cracked me up that in that room they have a giant like painting of like the creation of Adam, like the Sistine Chapel. I was like, what?
The two fingers touching.
I love that they spawned that, like, yes, we have to have the Sistine Chapel next to the bed.
And then right under are her two little Yorkies with Cindy Lauper hair. I mean, this whole scene, I was dying.
Of Chloe and whatever the other one is.
And she's like, I thought me and Gregory would be in tune with each other, and you would be my protector. And then we get 5 years ago, what I do?
I also want to point out, I don't know if you noticed this, but this drove me nuts. The bed was, like, in the corner, but, like, it was, like, not like the bed was in the corner. The bed was, like, against the corner. Like, it was, the bed was creating like a hypotenuse, right?
Yes, that's, like, a thing people do.
I was, like, this is awful. Like, the bed, like, I hated that. I was, like,
does that. It makes me crazy. She read it in some design magazine, like, 30 years ago. And she's, like, look, I'm creating space. I'm, like, no, you're not using your space properly. You can't put a couch that's like cutting off the entire corner of the room. And then the rug is going that way too. Like it's slanted.
Yeah. Like
she's like, no, that's how it's done, Ronnie. I'm like, I'm gay. So how about you not tell me how it's done?
Mom. I would only accept it if you put like a big plant in that pocket or a lamp. But Quads was just like this random room with a Sistine Chapel painting on it and like a diagonal bed. It was driving me nuts.
And that's totally the Ross Sistine Chapel, too. You know, yeah. I've seen it a million times.
And, like, a million teal pillows also. And she's like putting her bed together and just, like, moving pillows around. Like, oh, I'm alone with the pillows. It's like,
I will not be reduced to this mad, angry woman. Always crying. Who slipped into a depression? And then she gets a really thick accent on like one word in a sentence.
She's like, I thought I'd have a best friend, someone who'd be loyal, someone who'd take out the trash on a consistent basis. I didn't, Gregory.
And then she's like, hello. She passes by him, and yeah. She just ignores him.
He's sitting
him.
There like eating like Cheerios, like all hunched over, like
yeah. And then she leaves and he shuffles upstairs like the rubble he is.
Yeah. And then she goes, work has really been a refuge for me. I'm like, work? What is this? What are you working on? Is this like your cookbook? And then we find out that she is on a show called Sister Circle Live. Yeah. Sounds a little like, you know, culty to me.
Yeah. Thank God it's not Sister Circle taped. That would just be embarrassing. So the song to start the day, the song to start off the day, I love the music on this show, and the song is like, it's fucked up. I was like, what? I'm pretty sure that's what the song was saying.
It's fucked up. It is fucked up. They haven't, they are, first of all, Quad and Gregory are pretending it's 5 a.m. when it's 8 p.m., and they're not talking to each other at this strange time of the day. So that is fucked up. But then we go to Toya and Uljin. They're going to a trampoline exercise class, which I'm like, don't do this to Uljin, okay? He barely is even, like, able to reconcile the fact that his blood pressure is, like, 500 over 300, okay? So don't make him go on a trampoline.
Also, what happened to that 40 pounds he lost? I think he found it. Because he came in and he's like, I lost 40 pounds. I was like, you don't get to count the past. Like, you still have to, like, mark it down every day. You know what I mean?
I actually thought he looked slimmer. I didn't.
I think he looks like he's gained since the past time. Now, look, that ain't judging. I'm a chubby person. But it's like me saying, I've lost 100 pounds. Well, over the course of my life, I have. But I've also gained, like, 900. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also, it was a reminder to call my parents because there was that weird corner debacle, the weird corner furniture debacle. And then is this jumping on trampolines? My dad does this every morning. Okay?
Really?
And sometimes I call him and he's like, hi, son. Hi. Like, are you jumping on the trampoline right now? It's like, yeah, just get my exercise.
That's so funny. Well, it's an Olympic sport.
Yeah, you could call me after. It's like, no, it's okay. It's like,
you're like getting motion sickness just listening to him go up and down.
Yeah, so she's like, you're gonna jump that fat right off. Thank you for you.
It was really sweet watching Uljin on a trampoline. He's like not enjoying it at all. He's just going up and down, up and down, up and down. And then afterwards, he's like, I'm never coming back here. You just know that trampoline place, I gave him a free lesson to be on TV. He's like, thanks. Thanks for the endorsement.
Yeah, he's like, my nuts hurt. I'm never coming back here.
Yeah. So Toya and Uljin sit down. And I guess Quad told Toya, I guess Quad blew off Toya and told Toya that she was going to go tape with her real friends now. So basically, Quad has, like, she is now all about the Sister Circle Live and not with Married to Medicine, which I think is so funny that there's, like, that she is, like, she has loyalties to a different TV show on,
yeah.
While presently like, on the TV
circle,
show.
Different circle. And I don't believe that she said, I'm going to tape with my real friends, unless Toya was being Toya, and I was like, yeah, but what you should have did was tell us that the, you know, and just push it, push it, push it. She's like, you're not my friend. Yeah. I will now go tape with my real friends or whatever. Unless Toya really pushed her.
Well, Toya is probably like pressing her on the circle aspect. Like, are there really a circle? Is it a square? A triangle? Like, how many girls? Like, Quad, you can't have that many girls and be in a circle. It's like, it doesn't work. And she's like, Quad. Toya, they're my real friends.
Quad, those isn't your sisters.
Quad, you're not the same mother? I don't think so.
Okay, so then the next song is, ain't nobody gonna last like me, like me, like me, like me, like me.
And it's Contessa at home getting the kids dressed.
This is crazy.
Crazy,
Contessa,
oh my God.
Contessa has crazy kids. And kids are out of control. Kate's not working. So she's working part-time now.
You know, on one of the Facebook groups out there in the world, someone wrote a rant. And I said I wanted to read it on the air, but he never really gave me permission, so I'm not going to. But I can paraphrase it, which is like, hey, Bravo, like, enough with parents who have little kids, like the little toddlers, whatever. It's the same shit every single time. Like, look at them running around. Oh my God, it's so hard. Oh, I gotta feed them. My kids are out of control. Oh, I gotta do everything. Oh, gotta pick up the kids. It's the same thing all the time. This ranter made a very good point, which is that the kids we care about are the ones who are teenagers. They're the ones who bring the real drama, and they're the ones who are interesting. Like, could we, like, move on from Bravo cast members who have little babies and toddlers and wild children? Like, we just don't care. I don't
care
anymore.
Especially because Contessa's always like, I'm a doctor, I'm a doctor. Don't forget I'm a doctor. But then they show her kid choking next week, and she's, like, literally holding her upside down and shaking her. Like, she's trying to get nickels out of her pocket.
What the hell? Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm sick of it. We can fast forward through this unless you have something to say.
Let's see. They have bunnies, and Contessa's like, well, I really miss working full time. I'm like, no, 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 you don't get to do that. Okay, because we sat and watched you cry last season. You are going to stay home now. You know, like, you don't make us sit here and watch you complain, and then you quit, and then you get home, and you're like, no, I want to go back to work. But you know what? She's gone back to work part-time, which I actually think is good.
Yeah, I don't think she ever quit.
Yeah, I actually think honestly. She seems like a really smart, capable doctor, so I'm actually glad she's working. Yeah. I'm like, that's
why
really
stay home
annoying.
With your kids? Yeah, I support leaving your kids. Yeah. Go for it. That makes a sane mother. Exactly. Also, I have to congratulate Contessa on her second season hair.
Yeah, so much better.
Congratulations. Yeah, so much better. It looks very cute.
Yeah. So now we go to Dr. Simone's office, where Cecil arrives with a plant.
God. If you can't beat him, make him join you at work so you can beat him there.
Yeah. And he's like, this is kind of scary because you always act like the boss, but here you really are the boss. And it's like, okay, that was a passive-aggressive way to give your plant gift.
Well, he's working there now. He's our new IT manager.
Oh,
did
really?
Did you catch that?
Yeah. No, I did not.
So he's coming in like for his first day of work. He's the new IT manager, which means his app failed already. It's been like a week since the reunion. And she's like, you will work for me. So he's like, she says, last year, things between Cecil and I were a mess. I'm like, that was last week, and they still are. When you're making your husband work for you because you can't trust him to, like, be around your bank account at home.
That's, yeah. That's trouble. Kids Force? Kids? That was the name of his that was the name of his app, right? Where kids are going to, like, do chores.
Labor.
It's like, yeah. Kids Force. First of all, we never really talked about what a terrible name that is. Like, it has the name, has the words kids and force in it.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to force kids to do shit. It's not a very positive name.
Yeah, it's really not, especially with everything going on in the news, okay?
Yeah.
Leave kids alone. Leave kids out of your app. So she's like, things were a mess, but then we had therapy, and then they show that, like, internet therapy.
Nene, Nene, come back, Nene. Come on, Nene.
Yeah. This whole show should just be called Therapists on Skype, because that's what this show has turned into. Like, every single couple is, like, Skyping with some therapist who's like, have you done your homework? Well, not as much as we should have. Do your homework.
Yeah, she's like, we have come a long way, and you can tell because now we do therapy on the TV screen.
Yes, they upgraded to air. They figured out AirPlay.
We got a Chromecast. Okay.
We held up a mirror to our relationship by mirroring our laptop.
So they are she's talking about she filed for divorce, but their friends saved them by intervening.
Yeah.
And
then she leans in for a
kiss. She still doesn't live with him, and they're still not having sex. So they're basically still separated. But now they're doing TV therapy.
Yeah, and she, like, leans after she says that, like, if our friends had not intervened, she then leans in for a kiss for Cecil, and he's like, okay. And he's sort of, like, very tentatively is like, like, oh, my God, okay, it's over.
Yeah, and the doctor has told them that 3 nights a week they should live together. And he's like, I'm ready to start tonight. Mm-hmm. And she's like, He goes, I'm ready to start tonight. And she just nods at him with her earphones.
She's like, how about you start on the work I've given you? How about that? You know?
Yeah. And she's like, well, it's been a long time since we've had sex. But, you know, reconciliation takes more time in life than non-reconciliation. And she's like, I don't want to just jump back in bed. And he goes, didn't you ever double dutch as a kid? You just jump right in. And she goes, yes, I did. And I fell down.
How am I supposed to get back into sex when I just found out that men and women can both give head? They both can give head. It's like everyone like
right
in the,
now
in the
might
practice,
not
like, what?
Be the best time to talk about double dutch. Okay, sir. So she's like, you need to bring more peace offerings. This is a plant. Okay?
Yeah. She's like, let's work on this. So then we go to Dr. Jackie's office, and we meet Dawn, who is one of her patients, and she's like a life coach. And we met her last year. She's the one who basically butted her nose into Jackie's business and was like, by the way, it'll get better. Don't worry. And Jackie was like, everyone's in my business. So she's back. And Jackie's basically telling her that, like, by the way, everything is better. And Dawn is like, cool. That's nice.
Yeah. She's like, let me share something with you. Last year, I was in a dark space. Having to talk about it over and over was tough. Now, would you like to make this a storyline with me? Yes or no, Dawn Life Coach?
And then Jackie's like, well, Curtis and I are doing more things together. And we see a flashback of them cleaning his ridiculous car. I'm like, he's making you do his chores.
Yeah. Like, congratulations. You let him back and now you're cleaning his PT Cruiser. Cruiser. Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys have really come a long way.
So apparently, though, I mean, I feel bad for Jackie. I don't think she should have taken him back. And she's like going through basically a Shannon Bedore moment, which is that she's trying to move forward, but there's still things that trigger her. Like the other day, she walked into the house and was like, oh, what did you do today? And he goes, I went to the auto show. And she's like, yeah, that really triggered me because it was so obvious he was lying.
Yeah, and the life coach is like, well, don't beat yourself up for the times you have doubt. How about that's terrible advice, and you better find out where the fuck he was, because chances are he was lying to you.
Yeah, was it an auto show or an auto erotic show?
Yeah, I believe he's lying to you.
Yeah, and you do not get to say to Dr. Jackie. No one says to Dr. Jackie, especially if you cheated on her in the past. It is clear sentences, sir. Clear, succinct sentences.
And I know what it's like to put a lot of work into something and then see it fail, and that's not fun either. But it's better than failing again with the same fucking person who's lying about auto shows. I don't trust him.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all.
So next up, back in Simone's office, she's talking to Tiffany, the sex therapist that we met last year. And she's like, Tiffany, Cecil and I had a breakdown in the marriage. And the biggest request I have from Cecil in the Are You Pleased in This Marriage book I leave on the counter every night is, may I please have some sex? So she's like, okay, well, let's get your sex back.
Yeah.
So they decide to have a sex party, a leather and lace party for all the ladies.
Exactly, which I feel like they've done like 5 times on this show already, but they're going to do it again, you know, because why not?
Yes, so it's basically leather and laces every season on this show. It's like new face and new fronts.
It's like, you know, every season, it's like, let's have group therapy with our group like 10 times this season. And what we'll do is we'll all get together and we'll say, no matter what, we are a sisterhood. We are women, and we can't act like this. We are family. And then they tear each other apart and the therapist has to run away. So it's like, okay, here we go again.
Yeah,
but first we go to Dr. Heavenly's house, and she's like, ah, Laura, like, you playing Sudoku? Daddy, she got numbers on her pad, Daddy.
And Laura still looks at her like, but now she's got tons of lip gloss, which I know you just love.
I mean, I'll allow it. I just don't like it.
And she's like, I'm doing homework. And she's like, you like this dress, Laura? For me, a good Christian lady, I can wear to church. And Laura's like, oh, yeah. Daddy, look at this handwriting, Daddy. It's nothing like yours. It's perfect, Daddy. And he's like, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great. So, by the way, Alora is now like a tween, and I'm struggling with that. It's like very strange. I'm like, oh no, she really is growing up. And I'm like, listen, we've gone through it with Avery, we've gone through it with Gia, but I don't know, Alora, this is hard. I don't know. It's like I'm struggling with the fact that Alora is a tween now.
Me too. I don't like it. I like that she still has the same exact attitude though. She's just like, gotta go, and just leaves. And Heavenly's like, why you gotta leave with attitude, Laura? She's like, I don't have attitude.
Laura's growing up quick, ain't she, Daddy?
He's like, yeah. Yeah. And then she's like, I feel bad that our friends aren't doing well because we're so good in our marriage. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
So I reached out to Quad, and Quad wasn't open with me. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not good.
And then she's like, oh, you know, I've been praying, and I'm afraid that I come off wrong sometimes, Daddy. And, like, some people say I'm mean, and I'm not mean, am I, Daddy? And he's like,
That's the second husband we've had in the first episode. Okay? And she goes, "You balls, daddy!" And
there's a daddy pause.
Daddy. I've been working on myself and my spiritual journey. But last year in Barbados, I made the couples upset, daddy. And she acts all innocent, and then they show the clip of her, like Simone. Simone, do you think you would really be with this homely hodgepodge of a man if it weren't for his money? And she's like, how dare you?
Well, I should have done it myself. I hope Toya does the beach therapy this year. The couples therapy that they do every single year. I hope Toya does it. Like,
well, you should have done it, but I should have done it. Okay, you sit down and say, okay, now, Simone, talk to the seashell. What does the seashell say about you? Okay, can you see your therapist on the seashell? Can you see him on there?
Stop yelling at me, seashell.
It's a conch.
So,
everyone pick up a conch. This conch represents your conscience. Get it? It's a conch.
So, Daddy, she's like, am I mean? And he's like, I don't think you're mean, but if you get mean, you're like Bruce Lee. You could hurt someone. And she's like,
I need to talk to you more. You know, my personal life coach, daddy. I'm maybe a counselor, daddy.
And he's like, make the change inside. Read the Bible. Find scriptures about anger. He goes, the Bible is spiritual food. That's how you change.
Yeah.
Well, does it have calories? You need to stop eating Bibles.
Jewel, by the way, I think we mentioned it last year, but Jewel is, I believe, Jewel Tankard from Thicker Than Water. Another little Bravo crossover moment. Anywho, we then go over to Mariah's house where she's getting ready for her leather and lace look, etc.
Yeah, oh good, this one.
And she's like, I guess she's wondering, like, the big question is, how is Mariah going to deal with Heavenly, especially after Heavenly committed the heinous crime of drawing a mustache on her ridiculous poster that she put up on her door at the reunion unnecessarily?
And she tells us, I'm not sure why anyone would invite her to a sexy party. Maybe for security. <It's> like, she's always like clicking and winking. She's got the Karen Huger thing.
So then we go to the, now it's time for like the leather and lace party, which
Wake up, I'm spending my $100 bills, spending my $100 bills.
And I don't know why this cracked me up, but like they're all showing up at this like, ooh, it's gonna be a party, leather and lace party. And there was like a sign like at the, like right next to it that's called, it was Forsyth Fabrics, and I just loved that this party was taking place adjacent to Forsyth Fabrics. It's like,
I'm glad you caught that.
You know, it's like you know, like we're gonna go leather and lace, and then maybe pick up, you know, some patterns.
Yeah, some gingham. You never know.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm glad you caught that because I wrote down this party takes place in an AutoZone. Where
it was,
are we?
It was literally an AutoZone next to Forsyth Fabrics.
And as they do on this show, the guys are total strippers, like hot strippers, you know?
Yeah, just standing there, just for no reason, which I appreciate.
And Heavenly loves it. She's like,
with this amount.
And then there's dildos out on, you know, party trays and stuff.
Yeah, it's the usual, like, Heavenly and Simone are looking at the sex toys, and they're cracking up, you know, that usual stuff.
And Heavenly goes, you gotta know how to use your body before all this other shit. This is graduate school. We're not ready, Daddy. We're not ready for that.
Daddy.
That's Heavenly with the bunny.
So Tiffany shows up. Contessa arrives. She's like wearing a trench. And she's like maybe gonna take it off. I guess... Does she ever take it off? Because she was sort of like, I guess she probably had like on some lingerie that she was probably going to reveal Lisa Rinna style. But she was like, I want to test the temperature of the room because I don't want to be the only one in lingerie. And I don't think she ever took it off.
Yeah, I think she said, I'm waiting to see how this is going to go before I take it off.
Yeah.
And then Mariah comes in. She's like, hello, honey. Yeah. Like she comes in as Catwoman.
Yeah.
And and then Dr. Jackie arrives, and I just, for some reason, I was cracking up because the one of the strippers was just, like, making himself, like, a little plate of crudités while she walked in, and I just loved it. I was like, oh, enjoy, sir, like, please, like, you're not working here at all, just, like, enjoy the free food.
And, of course, Jackie chooses Lace.
Right, of course.
Mother and Lace, she's the only one. She's, like, in a little girl's, all the way to her neck, Lace dress.
Yeah. So we learn that Toya is not there because her little kid hurt himself, so she had to go to the ER with him. So I was like, wow, that's like very thematically appropriate for Married to Medicine. Like, you know, hospital stuff.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
And then everybody's like, where's Quad? Where's Quad? Where's Quad? Where's Quad? Where's Quad? Sister Circle, Sister
Circle. Sister Circle, Sister Circle. It's a Sister Circle emergency. Yeah.
And she's like, it's either that or it'll have something to do with the article. And so they all start talking about the article. And Heavenly's like, well, I know she's busy, but you made it, Jackie. You had surgeries today. You made it, Jackie. Very busy. We're all very busy.
And your husband cheats on you every single day. Talking about
hey,
an auto show.
She's like, hey, Meatsicle, could you bring me some food?
So then it's time to get into the therapy. So Tiffany, who actually I feel like seems like a very, you know, like I remember she said something last year, and I was like, oh, she has a good handle on this, you know? Because sometimes these, like, therapists that come in, these doctors that come in for these reality TV shows to do the counseling are just, like, full of shit, you know? But Tiffany, I like Tiffany. So, but she has
well,
to,
she
like...
she didn't offer a whole lot up, did she? She was just like, okay, well, you know, are you going to change or is he going to change? Because Simone's like, well, I do not want to have sex with him because as a human being, he's a huge disappointment.
Yeah. So, Tiffany's just sort of moderating a conversation at this point and, you know, like talking about Simone's sexiness getting lost and having to revive it and everything.
And she says, I'll never advocate just laying there and being a pillow princess and just giving him what he wants just because you feel like it's your job.
Yeah.
You know, which I agree with. And she's like, maybe their sex light is turned on when our sex light is turned off.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, and before that happens, Simone just starts like monologuing. She's like, Cecil left me in a situation and I felt like it couldn't have been dealt with any other manner than a divorce. And Cecil, I'm like, isn't this supposed to be like getting your like sexy on? And she's just going on and on about like, you know, Cecil and he's left her in a situation and now they watch TV, like therapy on TV and everything. I'm like, oh, here it's like Simone once again, just.
Yeah, taking any opportunity to go off about Cecil.
Yeah, so Tiffany says a thing about, like, yes, like, you know, you don't want to just be a pillow princess because his light might be on and yours might be off. And then Heavenly's like, but you still do it, right? Yeah.
Do you? Tiffany says. And then Heavenly goes,
it works for me. And I'm going to give it to him every time he wants it. I'm sorry. And I'm going to work. And I'm going to take care of the kids. And I'm going to clean because I'm every woman.
And she's like, and I'm going to cook. And Simone's like, you are not going to cook. Well, then I'm going to order from Uber Eats. Which is
but
pretty
still
amazing.
He eats it. I love when Heavenly goes on those like screaming and yelling monologues. I'm every woman.
It's all in me.
Okay, Whitney.
And she really did say that thing about Uber Eats. Like we're not. Yeah. That's not a joke that we made up. Like that's. She was like, "Oh, Uber Eats."
And then Tiffany's like, "Okay." We're not talking about Heavenly. And the music stops.
Yeah. She's like, damn. So Jackie starts choking up. She's like, if I may talk about your marriage. Choking up. The healing process. Some days I'm in. Some days I'm out. It's like, okay, Jackie, relax. Okay, whatever.
You're like a Bachelor contestant. So then she's like, the healing process is like a true cut. And it takes time. You, the cut. The further away you get from the cut, I'm like, okay, Jackie, enough of the cut. And you're like the second one. Can this just be about Simone? No one will let it be about Simone.
What I've learned about healing, it's like Mr. Miyagi says,
wax on, wax off. And before you know it, you've cleaned your husband's car.
Paint on, paint off. and that is how the PT Cruiser turns purple. So Jackie's so like, she's like, as girlfriends, we need to hold your hand and walk you through. So tonight, if you want to play with these toys, and Heavenly goes, now that's a friend.
Hashtag sister circle for real.
So Jackie's the biggest freak in here.
So then Heavenly's in the spirit of sister circling. Heavenly reveals that she got Mariah a new poster because she defaced Mariah's previous poster. She gives her this poster, and the poster is basically, it's a photo from when they did that photo shoot for Jackie's book, I guess 2 seasons ago, when Jackie was not a book, but it was, oh, maybe it's a book calendar, whatever it is, you know, that like breast cancer thing. And so they did that photo shoot down in the islands. And so there's that one shot of Mariah, like, with holding like a parrot or something. So she made a poster of it, which I was like, oh, that's nice. I mean, like, I think it's sort of goofy that she got her new poster, but I was like, but you know, it's nice. And Mariah,
yeah, I thought so too.
And Mariah unfurls it and she's like, mm-mm.
And Jessica goes, it's a pretty picture. She goes, it's not. I cannot. I was 25 pounds bigger with a broken ankle, but I love me. I love me. So that's okay. I love me.
I thought it was a nice picture too.
I mean, it was with her eyes half closed and a parrot on her shoulder, but you know,
and a boot on her foot. It was, I guess,
this show just fucking kills me. So Mariah tells us, first she draws on my poster, and then she blows up the worst pic she can find. I knew she was a dirty witch. I just knew she was a dirty witch. And then Heavenly's like, it's a kind gesture. And she goes, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Your apology's not shit to me. And then Mariah just goes off. Because Mariah came in here. She's like, I'm fine. I'm going to be a full-time cast member. I don't care what I have to do. I'm going to fight with somebody every second of every day. So she's ready to go off as Catwoman in her stupid whip. And she does.
Yeah. And she's like, you know what you can do with your apology? You can kiss it. And Heavenly goes, but your teeth are beautiful. She's like, well, why don't you fix yours and your husband? It's like, whoa, okay.
Yeah. Mariah always comes out with the worst put downs, always. Yeah. And so Heavenly's like, well, and Heavenly's so easily triggered, you know, she goes, well, why don't you fix your husband and his small stuff? And the waiters, they cut to the waiters and they're like, girl.
Yeah. They're like, girl, I had to stop picking up these crudités. Listen to this.
And Mariah's like, well, I can tell you, I do know a lot of people that have slept with Damon. And she's like, don't do that. Don't do that. What is she talking about, daddy?
Anti-daddy. Anti-daddy.
Do I need to bring receipts? Because I got receipts. And then she starts marching around in a Catwoman.
Yeah. And then they just are screaming. And I can't even parse what they're saying, but they're just screaming at each other.
It's all nonsense. And then Simone goes, Curtis, then Greg. And now, daddy?
Who would have thought on this show that would happen? So, finally, Contessa just sort of, like, grabs Mariah and just, like, shoves her out. Like, she's like, here, you stand next to Forsyth Fabrics, okay? And Heaven's like, I just drew on a picture. That's all I did, daddies. And they're like,
Y'all know I love my girl Heavenly, but she's going to need to do some remedial work in her spiritual journey. So then Toya pulls up, and she's like, what are you doing out here? The party's in there. I just got my kid out the hospital. I want a drink. Come on.
Yeah. So she convinces Mariah to go back in. So Toya and Mariah go back inside to the party, and there's, like, this awkwardness because, you know, it's like, Mariah's back. And Toya's like, where's Quad? And, of course, and then, it's like...
Yeah, and Heavenly goes, I don't want her to... Mariah goes, I don't want her to think she can just run me off. I'm like, you're the one who started screaming and yelling and then literally ran off.
Yeah, you're the one who, crazy, like, ungraciously accepted the poster. So,
yeah, you know, your fault.
I mean, that's Mariah's problem. She's always been sort of so narcissistic to believe that everything is an attack on her, you know, that people care enough to do that. Although Heavenly is shady enough to do an ugly poster of Mariah to get at her, but Heavenly would also brag about it more. You know, like, she would, if she was going to get at Mariah with a bad photo intentionally, she would have been bragging. She would have been, like, telling us. She's like, oh, I found a photo that I think she would love, you know?
But, yeah, and it would be a terrible, terrible photo. It wouldn't be some half-ass thing, you know?
Yeah, it wouldn't be a photo from a professional shoot, that's for sure.
Right. And so they start, talking about Quad, and Contessa's like, well, I texted her the day that blog came out, and Tori goes, did she respond? She's like, yes, she did.
They're like, whoa, yes, that's weird, yes, that someone did. Responded to Contessa. Like, we barely even remember that she's even here.
That's so weird that somebody responded to Scab Likely. So she's like, you know, I get it. Quad is avoiding these ladies because they're not going to let her get away with not talking about it. It's like Jackie last year, you know?
Yeah. And then someone was like, yeah, but, you know, we're sister circles. So, you know, like, I'm sure you'd be happy to talk about it. Like, and Jackie's like, uh-uh. Like, if I didn't have to talk about it with you girls, I definitely would not have talked about it, you know? And so then, you know, and then they're talking about, like why they talked about it, et cetera. And Simone just starts, Simone's basically talking about how Jackie and Curtis caught them by surprise, like their separation, whereas Quad and Gregory, their thing going south was, we sort of, like, they had a hint of it in New York. And then for some reason, Simone is, like, on her feet screaming. Like, I was like, literally, she just screams because she's doing her thing. She's like, you caught us by surprise. And then, like, Quad and Gregory, they were fighting in New York. I'm like, Simone, why are you yelling right now? No one's in an argument with you.
The only thing is, this Trampella is not out there with a detailed story.
Like, she's screaming and yelling, and Heavenly's like, Quad, it's going to take, this is a personal attack. And I love Quad. I love Quad. And Mariah's like, knowing Quad the longest, I'm like, shut up, Mariah.
Yeah. And also, Quad, shut up, Heavenly. Haven't Heavenly and Quad been, weren't they fighting all last season, too?
Yes, and they're all acting like they didn't just sob at the reunion for 3 hours over this whole thing.
Yeah.
And Mariah's like, well, knowing Quad the longest, I can tell you, it's a protection mechanism for her. And she thought she was protecting Greg. And, you know, just know that when it comes to her, just let her know that you love her. You love her. I'm like, please be quiet. No one asked you. Okay?
Yeah. Like, you've really done a great job following that advice for the past 5 years.
Yeah, you've really helped protect Quad over there, Mariah.
Exactly. So then
we end the season with the same sadness that we began it with. Not the season, but the episode. With Quad. Now it's time to go to bed. And it's Quad in her bouncy wig and her giant eyelashes. And she's getting ready for bed. And those fingers are touching in the picture. And then she goes in front of her mirror in the sink, and the sink is full of rocks.
Yeah. Bed in the corner and rocks in the sink. Quad, you are worthy. You will not be broken. You will not be shaken. You will not be perturbed or disturbed. Or unherbed. Conturbed.
You shall not be out of stock. Quad.
You shall be delivered in 1 to 2 business days.
Oh, so then they show this coming this season, which we don't have to go over because we were going through it. I just think this show is so perfect because of lines like this. Contessa says, eagles don't roll with chickens, so I'm not going to have anything to do with you ever. And then
does that mean she's the chicken or the eagle?
I don't know, but I died. And I wrote that down. And I was like, stop writing down notes for the end. I wrote myself. And then Mariah goes, I'll pico de gallo that whore. What the hell?
Yeah. Well, it should be another interesting season of this show. I'm sure there'll be lots of dumb arguments that pretty much start around ill-advised group therapy scenes where whoever's leading group therapy is not licensed or trained.
Yeah, and congratulations to that whole web therapy business, because they're really doing well on this show.
Yes, I'm looking forward to Simone arguing over that pico de gallo, also being like, salsa is very similar to pico de gallo.
gonna pico de gallo that hoe. All right, everybody, thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to go get your tickets for Denver next week, New York in October, Seattle in November, and Nashville in December. We will have some more dates to announce this week. So check that out, and we will talk to you soon.
Yeah, bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Welcome to passengers joining the Now TV summer service to Streaming Central. In the entertainment carriage, we'll be serving over 300 box sets and the latest and best shows. Highlights include Supernatural Romance, A Discovery of Witches. Passengers are also invited to enjoy over 1,000 movies, including a trip to the dark side with Star Wars The Last Jedi and laugh-along adventure Jumanji. Welcome to the jungle. There's summer streaming sorted with Now TV.
18 plus month passes auto-renew, terms apply.